Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, what's a real estate transfer tax and why do you as a home seller or buyer in the state of Georgia have to pay it? Also, what are the dated features that home buyers in today's market seem to always notice and in most cases feel like they need to penalize the sales price of the house in exchange for accepting the dated features? We've got that and more during this segment. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help listeners go from real estate novices to expert. We really want home selling and buying to be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. We know there is no way to guarantee anybody ever that you can make all of the right decisions all of the time, but it is so much easier. And I'm sure you can think of a time in life when if you'd have just had a little bit more information, you might have made a different decision about a job or a relationship or, a church that you joined or anything. And we just believe that every home seller and every home buyer has the right to be fully informed, and we really consider that our mission. I am business partners with a lady named Christy Valley. She and I own and run together Modern Traditions Realty Group. We can be reached by going to gogaddisradio.com or by simply calling 770-497-0000. If you want to connect, it's easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back. You can share your ideas with us. You can request your neighborhood be featured in our neighborhood spotlight to help you understand whether or not you and your fellow owners of homes in the neighborhood have a particular advantage when it comes to selling a home. You can also subscribe to our podcast. We would love for you to be a podcast subscriber. As you know, if you've been an adult for any length of time, taxes are an inevitable part of life. We're going to pay taxes when we check out at the grocery store. We're going to pay taxes when we buy cars. We're going to pay taxes on our houses. There's a couple of extra taxes that get paid on a real estate closing in the state of Georgia. Harry in Lawrenceville asks, besides the annual real estate taxes that are due on a home at closing, and there's no real annual taxes due on the home at closing, they're being collected so they can be paid. What are transfer taxes? And I'm going to add to this, what are intangibles taxes? Why are they collected? A transfer tax is a tax paid to the state of Georgia. I would imagine that some of that revenue is shared with county, but I don't know that for sure. And the transfer tax is $1 per thousand of sales price. It's actually 50 cents per 500, but it's easier to do the math if it's dollar per thousand. So if a home costs $550,000, then the state transfer tax would be $550. It would be collected by the closing attorney. Either the buyer or the seller can pay it. The contract in the state of Georgia makes all of the closing costs the responsibility of the buyer. Says the buyer's going to pay all of his or her own closing costs, but then it allows the buyer to ask the seller to contribute toward those closing costs. So ultimately, a seller can pay it on behalf of the buyer. It's just the buyer's responsibility. So transfer taxes, $1 per thousand due at closing. You also have intangibles tax. Now, unless you're getting your mortgage through a credit union, credit unions are exempt from intangibles taxes. Not that I'm saying credit unions are the cheapest way to get a mortgage, because sometimes they're not the cheapest way to get a mortgage, but it's always worth shopping and know that you will save the intangibles tax. But intangibles tax is collected by the state of Georgia. It's collected at a rate of $3 per thousand. So if you had a $300,000 mortgage, you would pay $900 in intangible tax to the state of Georgia. Again, I don't know that I've ever heard this specifically, but my guess is that some of that collected tax is paid back to the county or the local municipality or something like that. I should look into that at some point. They are collected because the state of Georgia charges them. They are collected because they're due, and the title insurance company will not insure the title of the property unless those taxes are collected at closing, and they're the responsibility of the buyer in the Georgia contract, but they can be paid by the buyer or upon successful negotiations with a seller. The seller can pay that expense and other closing costs on behalf of the buyer. In the first segment of the show, we talked about, typical closing costs being from 2.25% or 2% to 2.5% for mortgages over 500,000 or sales prices over 500,000, under 500,000, probably closer to 3%. There are some situations where government loans, the closing costs can exceed 3%. That's not a bad thing because sometimes you got to do what you got to do in order to get your loan. So Harry, hopefully that information helps. Transfer tax, $1 per thousand paid to the state of Georgia. Intangibles tax, $3 per thousand paid also to the state of Georgia. My guess is there are thousands and thousands of homeowners all throughout Metro Atlanta who are thinking, hey, now might be the time to sell my home. But you might also be looking at your home thinking, man, buyers might want some more modern touches. Because, you know, sometimes a dated decor in a home can make a home seem stuck in the past. And if you're selling your home, it's really good to be aware of what will appear less than ideal or less than preferred for prospective home buyers. Carly in Cumming says she loves her home, even though it might be considered a little outdated or off-trend in today's real estate world. But she's asking if she wants to sell it at the highest price, do you have some features that we can improve on but won't be out of our budget? And I think I have a pretty good list for you. Here are 9 dated features that buyers tend to look at as a negative, as a detraction from value, as a decrease in the value of the home. And let me walk through these. This is from Better Homes and Gardens magazine, March 29th of 2024. We're not saying you need to try every single new decorating trend. If you're selling your home, it's really good to be aware of what buyers may not prefer. Number one, wall-to-wall carpeting. Although carpet was once very much in favor, even in bathrooms, and I remember that I had carpet in the primary bath in one of my homes, certainly in the 1970s. These days, if there's carpet anywhere other than bedrooms, it's a no-go. And in many cases, people don't even want carpet in the bedrooms. Newer homes typically have a carpet delineation in shared spaces or wall-to-wall carpet everywhere. Seen in the 70s or 80s, carpet more easily traps dirt and debris and is not viewed as ideal when buyers are looking for new homes. Let's say replacing the carpet isn't within your budget. Well, diverting focus by adding throw rugs over the carpet, creating a more layered look will help separate spaces. And in many cases, you can use luxury vinyl plank or LVP flooring that's not that expensive. You can put it in a family room or put it in the breakfast area or someplace that gets a lot of pop for the home. And you can take away the drag, if you will, of having wall-to-wall carpeting. Number two is popcorn ceilings. Popcorn ceilings were certainly all the rage in the 60s and 70s, but today they look totally outdated. Might make sense to remove those. Corner alcove tubs. It's amazing how tubs have moved to more freestanding, less jacuzzi-type tubs, more soaking-type tubs. And there is some truth to having a corner or a built-in tub make something seem dated. Heavy curtains. If you go into a new construction home, in some cases, they don't even have curtains at all in the bedrooms and don't have curtains in all of the other rooms because today, less likely to have curtains and to have open and airy looks on the walls. The next thing that might concern buyers is glass block windows. I used to think glass block walls, like in a bathroom, were the coolest thing ever, but the reality is when you see that today, it screams 1970s and 1980s. Today, people don't really like builder-grade lighting. And what do you mean by builder-grade lighting? Brass fixtures or maybe polished nickel fixtures that just look cheap. People like, more ornate lighting. The Tuscan style means the home is out of date. Everyone seemed to be clamoring for Tuscan style, Italian style back in the 2000s. Unless you live in Italy today, it's probably not going to work out well for you. Having old paint, a good refresh and recoat will do wonders for your space. A fresh coat will keep your home feeling clean and energized and is a simple way to offer a great impression for prospective buyers. Old wallpaper should be avoided as well, particularly wallpaper with borders or an outdated pattern. I remember in 1992 having wallpaper in my kitchen that had a pattern of vines growing up the wall with flowers. And to me, that just screams 1990s. Sometimes you can't replace the wallpaper. You can't get rid of it. So you have to take a more neutral wallpaper and wallpaper over it. In some cases, they didn't use the appropriate amount of sizing behind wallpaper, and it made it where you couldn't get it off. So those are the features, Carly and Cumming, that I think you need to avoid if you're trying to sell your house for the highest price. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelley and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 30 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880, 770-497-1880. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months to a year, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. We absolutely, positively believe it. If you want to see how we do it, how we come up with a higher value, and how we make sure your home is in the absolute tip-top shape for a buyer to fall in love with, go to GoGaddisRadio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in just a little bit of information. I'll reach out and connect with you personally, and we'll discuss your exact situation. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Woodlands and Woodstock. Also, how do you slim down your wallet? And what is the single best week of the year to list your home? We've got those subjects and more. Stick with us.